A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. I have been thinking during this Easter season, what in the end is it all about? And of course, we can answer in many ways. It's about the risen Christ. Christ is alive. Or about hope for our own resurrection from the dead. That death is not the bottom line about life. There's more to life than death. Many ways in which we can contemplate the meaning of the resurrection, the Easter season, the coming of the Holy Spirit. But what struck me, and perhaps it's on a day when I felt down or discouraged with something, which I'm sure many of us feel, even though it's the Easter season, when we might look at the world or our country or the church in different ways. Anyway, on a particular day, what came to me is that God will not be defeated. God will not be defeated. My own goals may not come to pass in my lifetime or in the way that I might wish, but God, in the end, will not be defeated. God needs us, God uses us, but in the end, God can work around us and around the sin in the world. This is eminently clear during the Easter season because we have Christ crucified, the hopes of those following him dashed. They had come to him with expectation, and now there he is, dead, gone. What to do? It's over. And yet, God raises up Jesus from death. Out of death comes life, a new kind of life, a fullness of life, that even the cross and the death of Christ does not block God's work and presence among us. In fact, God takes it up into himself. And it's all a part of God's plan. God will not be, cannot be defeated. In the end, God is victorious. Christ is alive. So we can then ask, well, how does our gospel text fit into this awareness that I had these last couple weeks? Because we're reading now during this Easter season from the Gospel of John. And the church has chosen to give us the Gospel of John. But it's not as if every text necessarily flows over out of the Easter season that we celebrate. Oh, we've had those narratives where Jesus presents himself to Mary Magdalene. He says, "Mary," she recognizes him in the garden of the disciples this past Sunday on the way to Emmaus. They, hearing the scriptures open in the breaking of the bread, recognize him, their hearts stirred. So yes, we've had the many resurrection or appearance narratives, but now we have this text in which Jesus speaks of himself as the bread of life. How does it fit? First of all, Jesus is at pains to point out that God is with them. God is with the people. God does not let us down. God will be with us through to the end, until the end of time, and that he has been sent from above. We have the story of Nicodemus, unless we're all born from above, that he has come down from heaven, and that he is the nourishment for us that we need or that we might be looking for. So first of all, today, Jesus reminds us that he has come from the Father precisely as a way in which God can manifest himself to us, be present in our midst, Emmanuel, God with us. God will not be defeated. God has his ways, and Christ is a part of the overall vision, dream that God has as God's way of being present to us. But then the text also has, in this expression, I am the bread of life. In other words, I really am the manna that you've been looking for. I really am the one who brings God and God's word to an even greater degree than Moses did. Come to me, and this is definitive. You will hunger no more. But just that expression, bread of life, carries with it also overtones of the Eucharist. We think of the expression, the breaking of the bread. This past Sunday, the road to Emmaus, they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. That expression, the very earliest Christians used when they began to gather, they gathered for the breaking of the bread, what we would call the Eucharist or Mass. And so this bread of life is Christ, Jesus. This bread of life is the risen Christ. This bread of life is then the risen Christ as really present to us through the Eucharist as this Eucharistic bread. In other words, God continues to find ways to be present to us. God nourishes us. God sent his only begotten Son. God continues to nourish us through the Scriptures. God continues to be present to us through the Eucharist, the presence of the risen Christ. And even during this Easter season, as we look at these different narratives, it's as if Jesus wants to, in some ways, reintroduce himself. In some ways, he wants them to know he's the same. It's he. Come, put your hands in my side. Come, have breakfast. Come, eat fish. That it's Jesus. But at the same time, it's clearly not Jesus in the same way as they had known him. How often did they not recognize him? Mary at first, Mary Magdalene in the garden, didn't on the road to Emmaus, they didn't. Clearly something has changed. So Jesus wants us to know it's him, but he also wants us to know that he nourishes us and comes to us now as the risen Christ, the same Christ, but the risen Christ in new ways, in the opening up of the Scriptures, in the presence of the Spirit, in the breaking of the bread. In other words, God will not be defeated. God finds his ways to continue to let his providence unfold. God continues to nourish us. Christ is with us as the Eucharist, as well as in other manifold ways in which he enters into our lives, at first perhaps not recognizable. But then if we let ourselves stand back, we realize that the risen Christ is the bread God sent. That risen Christ, that bread that we receive in the Eucharist, that it really is, therefore, God with us, and God will not be defeated, but continues through Christ to nourish us. We, in the Easter season, are filled with hope.